Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. I'm so glad to say that on the news line with me now, a person that it always just brings me great pleasure to talk to and with whom I have never had a bad interview. We never have any outtakes and we always have just a great time conversing. Erica Shames is on the line, president and publisher and founder of Susquehanna Life magazine, and I guess she would have to be the co-founder, wouldn't get the producer credits, but Susquehanna Life Out Loud podcast has been out, and there's been probably close to a dozen issues now, and the new one just popped up this week on my Pocket Cast, so I know that is there. But Erica, thank you so much for checking in. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for the time. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
And we should mention Peterson Toscano, who produces this. He's out of town and soon to be in another continent before too long, but really the fact that he makes this happen and has just a professional technique like no other on the Susquehanna Life Out Loud. We really appreciate his help and hard work and the suggestion that we get met up today. Well, let's talk about the issue, the winter issue itself of Susquehanna Life magazine. What will I find there?
Well, you will find a series of articles that sort of rally around the theme of kindness, and ranging from biologists, budding biologists up at the Clean Water Institute at Lycoming College, who are teaching us how to be kind to Mother Earth by taking care of and protecting the quality of the Susquehanna River watershed. And we have a Tell Us Your Story feature about a woman who, upon the prospect of turning 50, decided to run 50 races for 50 causes. And just kind of replicating the pay it forward idea of, you know, in this pandemic, it's not so much how much we personally are suffering, although I know a lot of people are, but in this time, this woman, Karen Hendricks, decided to figure out what she could do to help others during this time. And so she used her 50-year milestone to run 50 races for 50 causes. And it's really quite inspiring to read how, in addition to helping these causes, she also found some pandemic coping mechanisms for herself. And really the article that started this kindness theme rolling was a lovely Tell Us Your Story feature called The Traveler by one of my favorite freelance writers, Millie Baker Ragosta. And she just is talking about, it's an excerpt from her life. All of her articles are excerpts from her life and how she and her husband helped this weary traveler. And literally when I received it, it brought tears to my eyes. And I thought, you know, this is a message of kindness that really needs to be brought forward and shared with our readers at this time, because there is such a feeling of divisiveness, and it's so unnecessary. We're all human. We all have the same basic need of wanting to be loved and to love. And I just thought this was a perfect time for this article in this winter issue.
Well, the winter issue really has a lot of great things, including, as you mentioned, the kindness through line is through that the theme. But there's hiking articles. There's another vision quest in there. The calendar is there that lists all the events that are coming up. There's always an environmental aspect, or that's a through line through all the issues. And I just think the magazine has really got a lot for a lot of people. But this idea that you have called this one the kindness issue, that really just codifies what you have done for decades.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for better or worse, the magazine really is a reflection of me, of what I'm feeling, what I'm trying to do, and I just keep seeing wonderful things going on all around me in all of those areas that you just talked about, the environment, the outdoor recreation, and just people doing things for others. And I want to bring that information forward. I want to use the magazine as a mouthpiece for positive things. You know, you've heard me say that year in and year out, but it sounds perhaps trite and maybe even overdone, but it's so true. It's just so true. So many good things are happening here and nearby, and we need to focus on those things and start reproducing that aspect of our lives rather than, you know, kind of sliding downward into an abyss, which is so easy to do.
Well, yeah, this is the year that would happen. So, boy, I just really think this is an important issue right now. Well, then comes along Susquehanna Life Out Loud. Peterson Toscano and you get together and really start to make some of these fabulous interviews that you've conducted. You can tell that the articles that you read emanated from some really great interviews, some really rich interviews that were just full of great detail about people's lives and our world. And Susquehanna Life Out Loud is born. So in Susquehanna Life Out Loud, the podcast, what would I find this
yeah
winter?
You know, I think that's one of the really cool things about doing a podcast is that you can take what's in the magazine to another level. And you know, that going back to that kindness theme, that really started around here, at least as a movement, with what Joanne Troutman at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way did last year. Last week, for a week in February, it was designated as Kindness Week. And it really was a time when we all, whether it was schools, businesses, organizations, I know they partnered with Evangelical Community Hospital, the time to do good things for others. Every day we were supposed to either post a kind social media message or do something kind for a stranger, just, you know, a whole laundry list of ways that we could be and share kindness. And so Peterson does a wonderful interview with Joanne Troutman in this podcast that really talks about kindness and their ideas for kindness in 2021, and it will take up a whole month. It'll be Kindness Month in February. Lots of great activities and ideas for how to spread kindness in your community. And then Peterson also does a wonderful interview with Karen Hendricks, the woman who did the 50 races, and who, again, the theme is really kindness. Also, Dr. Mel Zimmerman is the head of the Clean Water Institute up at Lycoming College, and Peterson interviews him about the work that they have done for a couple of decades to really make a big difference in the quality of the Susquehanna River watershed. So really good stuff, just really gratifying to listen to. You can listen to it when you're cleaning the house. You can listen to it when you're making dinner. I think it's just a really nice addition to each issue of Susquehanna Life magazine. Peterson does a wonderful, wonderful job.
In a time when there's so much strife in the world, how do we promote more kindness? Find out. I spoke with Joanne Troutman.
I grew up in Coltmont, and I live in Mifflinburg. I describe myself as a consummate coal miner's daughter. I am the president and CEO of Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. United Way is a collective impact organization. We were originally founded to address issues related to poverty in Denver in the late 1800s. United Way now has grown into a worldwide organization, but every affiliate United Way is a local 501c3. 99% of the dollars that we raise stays here in our local community to support agencies as well as priority initiatives. If we're identifying problems and solutions, if nobody is addressing that in our community, we do our best to either find the resources to do it or take that on ourselves in many cases. Really very focused on moving our community forward from a human services and education perspective.
Joanne and the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way is quick to respond to the issues challenging residents.
Well, fabulous interview, Peterson and Peterson Toscano. And you really just bring out, I really think, the essence of people. So we really appreciate what you're doing. Susquehanna Life Out Loud is available now on whatever format that you use, you receive your podcast from. Susquehanna Life Magazine is out on newsstands, susquehannalife.com, the place to link to find out where some of those are. We have about a minute left. Please, Erica, give us some more words today.
Sure. You know, it's the season to be jolly, but it's also the season for kindness and goodwill to others. And without sounding too repetitive, I want to encourage everyone who's listening to extend a kind word, extend a kind deed to somebody that maybe you wouldn't normally either talk to or interact with. Because, you know, biologically speaking, doing something kind for somebody else actually raises our serotonin levels. So even if it's something as simple as smiling or saying good morning or hello or have a good day, that act of being kind to somebody else not only is good for others, it's good for our own mental and physical health. So please take a moment to be kind today.
Do yourself a favor. Erica, thank you so much for all you do and for the podcast, Susquehanna Life Out Loud, and the magazine and the website that's always got some great reading on it, and the updated community calendar that keeps up to date as you look at it each day. I always appreciate that. Thank you so much, Erica.
Thank you so much for the time, Mark.
Erica Shames, president and publisher and founder of Susquehanna Life Magazine.